This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. This episode is sponsored in part by Liquibase. If you're anything like me, you've screwed up the database part of a deployment so severely that you've been banned from ever touching anything that remotely sounds like SQL at least three different companies. We've mostly got code deployment solved for, but when it comes to databases, we basically rely on desperate hope with a rollback plan of keeping our resumes up to date. It doesn't have to be that way. Meet Liquibase. It's both an open source project and a commercial offering. Liquibase lets you track, modify, and automate database schema changes across almost any database with guardrails that ensure you'll still have a company left after you deploy the change. No matter where your database lives, Liquibase can help you solve your database deployment issues. Check them out today at liquibase.com. Offer does not apply to Route 53. I'll be hosting a drink-up/meet-up at Optimism Brewery in Seattle tonight at 7 p.m. If you're in town, stop on by and let me buy you a drink. And of course, ReQuinvent approaches. If you're interested in keeping up with what my nonsense looks like, check out ReQuinvent.com. Let's see what happened in the world of security last week. Lydia Leong of Gartner has been on a tear lately. Don't be surprised when move fast and break things results in broken stuff is her latest and an important read. The goal isn't to slow things down. It's to build guardrails that mean you can move fast safely. That's the goal of security, to provide safety, not impenetrable blockers to getting work done. Forget this at your own peril. I also wrote my own security awareness training in the form of a Twitter thread. It's like a normal version, except it's funny. Don't discount that, though. It's not a joke. If you make people laugh, you've gotten their attention. If you have their attention, then you've got a chance to teach them something. What did AWS have to say about security last week? Correlate security findings with AWS Security Hub and Amazon Event Bridge. So let me get this straight. AWS sells and charges for Amazon GuardDuty, Amazon Macie, Amazon Inspector, and Amazon Detective, but still wants you to wire stuff together in order to correlate the events. How are they so good at the technology bits and so very bad at the tying it all together with a neat presentation part? This episode is sponsored in part by something new. Cloud Academy is a training platform built on two primary goals: having the highest quality content in tech and cloud skills, and building a good community that is rich and full of IT and engineering professionals. You wouldn't think those things go together, but sometimes they do. It's both useful for individuals and large enterprises, but here's what makes this something new. I don't use that term lightly. Cloud Academy invites you to showcase just how good your AWS skills are. For the next 4 weeks, you'll have a chance to prove yourself. Compete in four unique lab challenges where they'll be awarding more than $2,000 in cash and prizes. I'm not kidding. First place is $1,000. Pre-register for the first challenge now. One that I picked out myself on Amazon SNS image resizing by visiting cloudacademy.com/Corey, C-O-R-E-Y. That's cloudacademy.com/Corey. We're going to have some fun with this one. Three ways to improve your cybersecurity awareness program. It would seem that one of them isn't Google for Azure Security September and stand back. I like the 3 points, which are to be sure to articulate personal value, be inclusive, and weave it into workflows, because they're not technical, they're psychological. That's where security, just like cloud economics, starts and stops. It's people more than it is computers. And Amazon releases free cybersecurity awareness training. Unfortunately, the transcript is all of 700 words long. This is a problem. Part of the reason you have a program to train staff on cybersecurity awareness is so that you can make a good faith argument that when you inevitably suffer an attack, you've done all that you could do to train folks on proper security behaviors. Unfortunately, a training program that's composed of fewer words than this podcast episode seems unlikely to be convincing. And now let's look at the tools. Remember when I talked about being able to enumerate roles and account IDs via public calls, but AWS said it wasn't a problem? Meet Quiet Riot, a tool built to do exactly that in bulk. This is going to be a problem that AWS will have to acknowledge at some point. It's your move, folks. An AWS inventory collection tool called AWS Recon that focuses on security-relevant metadata is a useful thing to have. The first and surprisingly difficult step of securing a cloud environment is understanding and enumerating what the heck's running inside of it. I'm astounded that the only first-party answer to this remains the bill. And finally, I found a Terraform module that deploys a Lambda to watch CloudTrail and report to Slack. Got all of that? Good Lord. Whenever certain things happen. Those things include root logins, console logins without MFA, API calls that failed due to lack of permissions, and more. This might get noisy, but I'd consider deploying at least the big, important ones. And that's what happened last week in AWS Security. I'll talk to you next week.
I have been your host, Corey Quinn. And if you remember nothing else, it's that when you don't get what you want, you get experience instead. Let my experience guide you with the things you need to know in the AWS security world so you can get back to doing your actual job. Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Hubble Pod production.
Stay humble.